conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show on this Thursday, May 28, 2026 edition. And I wanted to focus on the Mackinac Island, Mackinac Public Conference finishing up today on the island. To mention the candidates running for governor as well as the candidates potentially running for president in 2028. It's this particular spring conference that these candidates begin their campaigning. Gives us an indication as to the direction of the Democrat Party's candidates. No Republican was on the island other than Mike Pence, former vice president under Donald Trump in his first term. Pence was the only Republican potentially thinking about a run for president in 2028. That, in my opinion, is a complete waste of time. J.D. Vance, the current vice president under Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, his secretary of state, I believe are going to be the top two contenders for president on the Republican side in 2028. Pence needs to go away. I don't believe any MAGA supporters would even consider voting for him. But he was there, and I think wasting everybody's time running for president, but we shall see. Now, one other story that was kind of interesting is the fact that fair access to Mackinac Island Coalition warns against a monopoly and urges the governor to sign the bill. Another roundtable discussion hosted by the Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition yesterday morning saw island officials, tourism leaders, business owners, all calling for the continued state support for the city's authority to regulate ferry services from the mainland to the island. They argued that the boats function as basically the island's road, bridge, and public utility. The bill, which was sponsored by Senator John DeMoose, Senate Bill 304, was discussed by the roundtable. They urged Governor Gretchen Whitmer to sign it, being that it passed in both the House and the Senate. And the bill would clarify Mackinac City's existing authority over the ferry service and related costs. John Selleck, speaking on behalf of the coalition, said the island is open for business in 2026, and the ferry service is, quote, locked in for the current year. But he said there are unresolved questions looming over future franchise agreements. pending ongoing litigation and the potential for price increases. Reliable and affordable ferry service to get here is essential. If we're going to get the tourists here, the families here, the workers here, as well as the year-round residents. The truth is, an out-of-state company holds a monopoly over all the ferry service at this point and is willing to threaten service disruptions, unchecked price increases, if we don't do something about it. The comments come as Mackinac Island remains in litigation involving its current ferry franchise agreements, which expire next year, 2027. The city attorney, Aaron Aszewski, said the city's antitrust case was dismissed by the federal district court, but said the dismissal is not the final word because the city intends to appeal once their final decision on the merits of the case is presented. What remains in litigation at the moment in the federal district court regards the current franchise agreement. The city's antitrust case was dismissed. But the thing I want to make sure people understand, this is not a dead issue. The attorney said the city still views antitrust litigation as being important because even if the current contract dispute is settled, the underlying issue remains. One company controls all the ferries in Mackinac City. The Hoffman family of companies, a venture capital company, I believe they're located in Massachusetts, owns both Arnold Transit and Shepler's Ferry. The attorney said until there's competition or another option, she said the city believes regulation is necessary. This is a public utility. It's the only reasonable mode of transportation to the island. Well, Senator DeMuth said the bill does not create a new authority for Mackinac Island, but simply clarifies the powers the city has had in its special charter, which was granted by the state legislature back in 1899. He said the island is in a unique position because there's no bridge or any roads to Mackinac Island. Essentially, our ferries are the bridge. There had to be some control over this to avoid this exact situation that we find ourselves in right now. Senator DeMuth said the ferry market changed after Starline bought Arnold back in 2016. The Hoffman family of companies bought Shepler's in 2022. And Shepler's purchased the remaining ferry company in 2024. He said that left one company controlling the ferries and the docks. DeMuth said the cost for an individual to get to the island for a day rose from $34 to $56 in just 1 year. Once a higher ticket price plus a convenience fee along with parking fees increases all took place at the same time. DeMuth said his legislation would allow Mackinac Island to put their charter clarification before the voters, potentially as early as the August primary ballot. Because Mackinac Island is not a home rule city, it must go through the legislature to amend its charter. Well, the business owners that participated at the roundtable said their concern is not only price increases, but the uncertainty created by the dispute. David Jurkek, president of the Grand Hotel, said the island's business understands costs are rising. But he said monopolies can raise prices and lower service when there's no competition. What's going to stop them from doing it? They increase their price, decrease service, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Well, Liz Ware, owner of Mission Point Resort, said the dispute is already affecting future groups' business. She said some groups considering Mackinac Island for next year, 2027, have decided to book elsewhere because of what they've seen in the news. This is starting to cause us immediate pain. We need to book groups and their activities in advance. Ware said visitors who arrive frustrated by unexpected costs are not starting their trips off with a good experience for the island businesses. When people find out that they can no longer afford to come to the island, or once they get here, they can't do the things they want because they spent all this money simply getting to the island, that is not creating the experience that we want. Andrew Dowd of Dowd's Market praised some of the Hoffman Company's operational improvements, including their winter service. But he said the company purchased the existing contracts and then doubled down when they created this monopoly. These are absolutely contracts they bought. Others participating: Kim High, executive director of the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. He said the litigation and uncertainty has definitely interrupted the island's messaging to the visitors. We're charged with doing the messaging for the island. We are the inviters. We invite people to Mackinac Island, and now we don't even know what to say. This uncertainty is problematic for future meetings and conferences that are often planned years in advance. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment wrapping up this story about Senate Bill 304. Senator John DeMuth participating in this roundtable discussion said that what we need to do is explain the entire situation. DeMuth pushed back on concerns from Mackinac City and St. Ignace that the bill could infringe on the mainland's communities, including their regulation of parking. Nobody's trying to regulate parking. Nobody's trying to regulate zoning. This is about one thing and one thing only. It's about regulating the prices that it takes to get to the island. He said parking and other ancillary fees, services, and costs are part of the discussion because the ferry company has used these fees in ways supporters believe work around the ferry price regulation. What's he talking about? Well, you're in a park, but you're also perhaps going to take luggage, golf clubs, maybe even bicycles onto the island. Well, now, in addition to the ferry ticket price itself, you have to park, so you have to pay for that, but you also have to pay extra for any additional baggage or items you're bringing on the boat. Well, the attorney said the ferry service, being a public utility for Mackinac Island specifically, because the mainland communities can be accessed by roads and bridges while the island cannot. Mackinac Island lives and dies by the ferry service. That's the only way to get there. She said the city's current ordinance lays out a process intended to ensure reasonable access while also allowing the ferry companies to earn a fair return on their investment. We're not looking to make sure the ferry companies don't make any money. Contrary, it's right there in our own ferry boat ordinance that we will ensure that they are making a fair return on their equity. Well, John Selleck, in the coalition's goal is to support the city's legal case and Senate Bill 304, while keeping focus on consumers, employees, residents, and businesses that rely on the ferry system. He closed with, what we're seeing today really is our greatest fear. It's a monopoly controlling, threatening fair access, affordability, and stability to Mackinac Island's visitors, residents, employees, and those small businesses. So, here you have, number one, a lawsuit. Number two, you have politicians, legislators, proposing a way to fix the problem. However, in speaking with the village of Mackinac, as well as Mackinac City and St. Ignace, they're saying, we're the ones that are having to deal with these companies. We're having to deal with the ferry docks. We're having to deal with the parking situation. We need competition, folks. I have a very simple question. Antitrust, how was it one company was able to own all the ferry boats? How did they allow this to happen? And they saw the writing on the wall. This was not something that just magically occurred overnight. This should have been litigated long ago. And antitrust laws prevent monopolies from forming. We need to make sure that this monopoly operates with fairness for everybody. If they're not going to, then I say break up the monopoly. Force them to sell the various ferries names, Sheplers, Arnold Line, Star Line, sell them, break them up and sell them to three different owners. Let competition occur. It operated that way for decades. Star Line, Arnold, Sheplers, different owners, different families, made a fair profit. When this monopoly occurred, you eliminated competition. Forced them to sell it. Should have never allowed to occur in the first place, but it did. But we'll see where this goes, and let's see whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs the bill. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.